Yeah, save that money. Save that money for your postseason tickets and for your parlays and your homer bets and your total bases and strikeouts. That's fun, too. Like, betting on, like, going to a postseason game, betting on the postseason game, potentially hitting those bets in there, you'd be even more juiced up. I got to go home and go to sleep tonight. I got to rest tonight. I haven't slept good all week. It's been a crazy week, but I got to bring it tomorrow. 888-808-1019. I know I'm going to yell and scream and lose my voice. Luckily, I do not have a Saturday show. Monday when I'm in there, hopefully we're in a good spot where we're up 1-0 with the chance to go up 2-0, so I don't have to do too much yelling and screaming. But you got to be in there yelling and screaming. That's what these guys are all talking about. You know, the quote from Juan Soto, which, like, you know, now we're getting all these quotes and, you know, they're getting ready for it. Juan Soto said, all the guys are talking about is how loud this place is going to be. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing. Those fans going crazy. Juan Soto embraces the fans more than anybody. Like, his whole thing when he comes out is to greet the fans, turn the fans up, and he's going to see that ballpark with a little different glimmer to it, a little different shine and sound and look and feel to it tomorrow night at 6:38. So the way the schedule runs, it's 1:08 p.m. Tigers versus Guardians, 4:08 p.m. Mets versus Phillies, 6:38 p.m. Royals versus Yankees, 8:38 p.m. Padres versus Dodgers. It's funny, right? Because, you know, all year it's like 1:05 start, maybe twice a week, three times a week, you know, really twice a week. But most of the games are 7:05 starts that you're playing at night. Nope, you get to the postseason, TV time. We got to stagger these. We'll have you you Midwestern, Central Time, AL Central guys go first. And then, you know, Mets and Phillies, you guys are on the East Coast. It'll be dark before the game finishes, but you guys can't be on before the Yankees. You got to put the Royals and the Yankees on. And then the West Coast, you guys come through a little bit later on because we've got that three-hour time difference. All right, back to the phones we go for my last 2 hours. Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Appreciate you guys. I'm going to, like, fly through these calls for the next 2 hours because I understand what this is, what we're all doing here. We're just kind of killing time until we wake up tomorrow and it's game day. Nuzio in Cape Coral, Florida, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how are you? Great show, by the way. Always a great show.
Thank you. I'm good. Keith, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Keith, what I'm going to tell you is last night when Buto gave up those two home runs, I lost faith. And then I just couldn't believe what happened, Keith. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you another one. Give Pete 5 years, $150 million, and that's it. Otherwise, I let him walk.
You know what? So two things. One, Jose Buto has been so solid. It's like, no, this can't be happening. This guy, not him. He's a weapon for us. He can't be the one giving up the home runs. This never happened. So it's immediate doom. It's a pit in your stomach. It's just you're sick. But they're not fazed by that. They're not fazed by that. They're not done. And if you've watched them all season, you got to watch. Like they didn't go quietly into the night. They came back with the heroics. Then also the next part I just blanked on because I'm thinking back to yesterday. What was the second part of what you just said that I wanted to hit on? Go on.
5 years, 150.
Oh, yes, the contract. So I've been talking about Pete Alonso's contract, and I know we can't guess or get there, but all season I'm like, oh, he's underperforming. This is going to play into the Mets' hands. He doesn't want to go anywhere. He just wants the richest owner in the sport to pay him because he's had to sit around and watch everybody else hit the Mega Millions around him. So when Scott Boras tries to shop him around with a down year, he's most valuable to the Mets. They can afford any contract. They can match any contract. And I don't think from what we've seen from Pete, there's anyone out there that's going to give him a 7-year deal. I don't even think he's getting a 6-year deal. They're done with that with Boras. Boras isn't getting these guys long-term deals now. These guys are signing 2-3-year deals with opt-outs and big money. And Steve Cohen will gladly be like, yeah, we'll give you the money up front. You earned it. Like, you powered us to the NLDS. Yeah, sure, Pete. A 3-year deal with an option for 4 or 3-year. Like, I think there's a short-term deal in there where Pete gets his money up front. And it works out in your favor because then he's going to relax. Then he's going to return to hitting 40, 45 bombs a year. And like, I just think there's a scenario here where, like, it works in your favor.
Well, you know, in baseball, you get paid for what you did, not for what you're going to do. That's how I think.
Yeah, and he's done more for the Mets. He's done only for the Mets.
Right, exactly. I agree 100%. Keith, as always, great show. Give your son a big hug, the wife a big hug, and I love listening to you, pal.
Thank you for the call, Nunzio. Around my house right now, they're asleep. They're not really rocking with me because daddy is dialed in. Hockey started today. NBA is on the way. We got football, football, football. I've been writing these football raps every week, coming in and recording them. Like I said, I haven't been sleeping all week, doing the nighttime show, coming home. Baby's up in the morning, but I don't care. I'm grinding. Like I told my wife, oh, you can book dinners and brunches and all this other stuff. That's cool. I love you. Like, set the calendar and schedule. Add me as a guest on the calendar or whatever, but you know what I'm doing. You know where I'm going to be. It hasn't changed. October is here. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. I'm not hard to find. I'm going to be in the Bronx every time they're playing. And when the Mets are playing, I got to watch those games for this job too. And I might pull up to the WFAN watch party. I'm not the type to pull up to Citi Field. That's not my party at all. But, like, I'm locked in. I'm watching these postseason. I'm watching all the games. Like, I think I heard BT say something like, you couldn't pay me to watch the Tigers game. Or maybe he said tweet about the Tigers game. I'm watching all of these games. I'm setting my schedule. Well, the game starts at 2:30. All right, I got to get in the gym. I got to be out of the gym to set up to watch these games. I needed to watch the demise of the Astros. I loved it. I needed to watch the Orioles choke again. 0-10. In their last 10 postseason appearances. Sensational. I like that type of stuff. I don't watch Netflix. This is what I do. 888-808-1019. Gus is in Ridgewood next up on the Fan.
Keith, it's great to speak with you again. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm one of the Mets team DJs. Good to be able to talk to a fellow DJ again, brother. How you doing?
I'm trying to think. Where did we meet? Did we meet in person?
We haven't had the pleasure of meeting in person yet. I've called you on the Fan a couple of times. We've discussed like the Subway Series and a couple of other
I'm thinking I saw you, well, DJ. I might have met you, but okay. Thank you for the call.
You might have seen me DJ at some point. You know, somewhere in the city as DJ, Your Honor. But anyway, looking forward to hopefully meeting you in person and discussing some baseball at that point, maybe over a brewski or something.
Sure.
But main thing I wanted to touch on, because everybody was talking about Senga, what are we going to get out of him? What are we not going to get out of him? Look, him coming in now, it's perfect timing for a depleted starting rotation and bullpen. And this is a guy who knows pressure from playing playoff baseball in the World Baseball Classic, which the Japanese, of course, treat like it's like the Olympics or something. Yes. Even more precious than the U.S. does. And on top of that, the Nippon Baseball League, which is the same league that, of course, Ohtani came from, this is a guy who's playoff tested and battle tested. I think he's got this. And worst case, if there's an early hook, we'd have probably needed to do that anyway, unless Peterson was going to start. But this team is not a fringe team, brother. It's not. This is a completely different starting team now than last April and even May. And even last night, after the Brewers hit the two home runs, I bet Mets money line, and I still won big.
Yeah.
This team has the same underdog aura that the Giants had through their championship run, and it's amazing to see. Like, all the watch parties, Playwright, T-Squared, Citi Field, it's all electric. This team is buzzing, man. I don't think there's a jealousy from the Yankees, you know, fan base to ours. I'm just really excited to, you know, hopefully see you guys in the Subway Series this year, because that will be amazing for the city, and this is something that the city has been starving for a long time.
Thanks for the call, Gus. I don't mind it at all. I like seeing the watch parties, the Citi Field watch party. I was tweeting last night. I'm like, ESPN, show us Citi Field, right? Because I'm watching the Tigers game, and the Tigers had a Comerica Park watch party, and they were cutting to that all game. I'm like, hey, do your job. Get us the live looking at Citi Field. I guess it wasn't time to do that until Pete Alonso hit the home run. But, like, seeing Darren Meenan and the 7 line, And that react, like, I was talking about it last night, how these memories are going to last forever for real, because your mind plays tricks on you. Things are not what you really recall later on. They're not how they actually were. But with these cell phones now, it's in 4K. With these cell phones now, you can watch that video forever and even more remember, you know, where you were and what you were doing and what it smelled like and what it felt like and the conversation you had right before Pete Alonso hit that home run. So, yeah, shout out to John over there at Playwright Irish Pub and Darren, who runs the seven line. I was all over that last night. That's great. And like, I'm not jealous of that. Yankee fans, we've had those moments already. We have them set up. Like, WFAN is hosting a watch party with me and Dellen Betances at American Whiskey for Game 3 when the Yankees go on the road. The Yankees win that game, we'll have a bunch of videos and all that stuff, partying and whooping it up together. We'll have our time. We've had our time for years. For years. I've been to the postseason. I was there in 2015. I was there in 2017. I was there in 2019. I skipped over 2018. But I didn't even go with the whole Boston Red. Whatever. I was there in 2022. Couldn't go in 2021. They went to Boston, whatever. I was there. I'm about to be there again. And like, it's fun. It's nerve-wracking. You should be nervous. You should be crazy. You should have a couple drinks, but not too many drinks. Don't black out. You want to remember. You want to see what it's like. This is the time, man. More and more, there's more things. There's more podcasts. There's more coverage. Like, I was talking about the Yankee fans. I'm like, so many Yankee fans have created businesses around the Yankees, have made friendships around the Yankees, have podcasts, YouTube channels, content creators, just stuff around the Yankees, myself included, man. When I quit my job, I knew the number one thing that I had an audience for was the Yankees, was to go to the stadium, turn my phone on, go live, post pictures, videos at the stadium. And now we're going to get the whole world to watch. I much rather see New York bars, New York people jumping around celebrating than Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You know, it's weird, and you made a few good points there. I actually think one of the issues that some Yankee fans might be having is that the Mets have owned the past week, really. It's just all the content when it comes to baseball and sports in New York, save the Knicks trade that was last Friday. It's all been Mets. And I think there is something to be said that Yankee fans have had to deal with for the past 7 days. Two incredible moments, whether it was the Francisco Lindor home run in Atlanta and the Alonso home run last night, and banging the positive Met drum. And that's something that some Yankee fans might not be used to. Maybe it doesn't matter to them a lot, but they're not used to that. So there's a visceral reaction to that happening to them.
There's definitely some fear built into that. There are Yankee fans that don't want to share and fear the time where it's like, hey, little brother has grown up. And now little brother can actually beat your ass. I mean, which the Mets did. We were swept by them. I told you my experience. I went to Citi Field. I had to get out of Dodge. I went to Yankee Stadium. I'm like, this is the worst game I ever went to. Like, there's some fear built in. So what you're getting from some of those Yankee fans is false bravado, right? Because what they're experiencing is like, wait, we don't want to share. We're the kings of this city. Wait, we don't want you guys to come up and be neck and neck with us or take over where, like, the quote-unquote city is under new management, the tables have turned, there's a new sheriff in town.
And I do think that, and you brought it up a little bit tonight, I do think Yankee fans fear, or Yankee fans know that the Mets are on, might be starting this magical run. And sometimes, whether it's you might not be the best team, you might not have the best players, but sometimes it just all falls into place for you.
I've spoken on it.
I think that some Yankee fans are thinking, man, if we can't beat the Royals, for example, or if we can't get to the World Series,
it's gonna be a with long this ass path, winter.
With this path we have, with this incredibly easy path the Yankees have, and this incredibly easy road the Yankees have, even though if they do make the World Series, they still haven't beaten Houston. But leave that on the side for a second. Even with all of that, if they don't get there and the Mets do, that is a dagger to the heart of diehard Yankee fans because they know what they know what will happen. I think that scares Yankee management as well. And then the dominoes just start to fall.
Talk about Freeform's 31 Days of Halloween and me not watching scary movies. That's a horror movie right there. The Mets advancing to the championship series and the Yankees losing. And then the city actually being like, no, you guys aren't playing. And the Mets are. That's scary right there. Can't let it happen. Come on, Judge. Rich is in Bethpage. Rich, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. First time ever calling you.
Thanks.
I have a couple of questions for you. Yeah, really good show. I do like your takes. Why didn't Major League Baseball reset like the NFL? Like, why is the one seed playing the five seed and not the six?
From what I know, when they changed to this format, they wanted to make it so that content creators, podcasters, people online, analyst, MLB Network, filled out a bracket. They wanted to make it like March Madness-like. They wanted to add that. They wanted it to even be like a, literally, like, you know, I didn't fill out a bracket because like, who cares? Like, nobody knows. But like they won.
It's 16.
Exactly. It's not the you know round of 64. It's like, but they wanted it to be like, you know, a bragging rights thing for someone to be like, I had a perfect bracket, or I saw this team getting hot, or I had this wild card going, and like they wanted that. That's why they, from what I know, at least, I could be wrong. Someone call 888-808-1019 that's got more information than me. It's about keeping the same teams in the bracket. So it's like how when March Madness comes, there's regions, quadrants. It's still the same thing.
Yeah, the NFL doesn't need that. Major League Baseball needs to go that route.
There you go. The NFL does not. Nobody's filling out brackets for the NFL. The NFL created Super Wild Card Weekend. That's good enough.
My other question is, where do you think Lindor finishes in the MVP?
Second. He should be first. Second. I don't think Ozuna or whoever, I don't even know if there's anybody. Lindor is going to finish second. It'll be interesting to see how those votes go. But for if I had to vote, it's Lindor. I wouldn't even vote for Ohtani. I've gone down that rabbit hole enough. Like, you guys know I'm an Ohtani hater. And I had a stream today on Bleacher Report where in the chat they were getting at me, and I'm like, let's see if Ohtani shows up. Let's see if Ohtani can hit the pitching of, I don't know, Yu Darvish and Dylan Cease and Michael King. And let's see. Let's see, because he's not going to be teeing off on the dead Marlins whose manager's forcing his pitchers to pitch to him. Like, let's see. You don't want to have that conversation with me about him versus Judge. I was looking at the odds. They had, you know, Ohtani's favored to hit more postseason home runs than Judge. Okay. If you want to bet on that. But I'm like, he doesn't see the same type of pitching as Judge. Right? Judge is getting, you know, strike calls at his socks. And, like, they fake pitch to Judge. They pitch to Ohtani. And a lot of times they throw him cupcakes, meatballs, taters in there. It's different over there. Let's see if he shows up. Long way from the Anaheim Angels, buddy. Never been in the postseason. You're a postseason rookie. Let's see what type of Ohtani we get. If he comes out and he's a monster and he's this unicorn that everybody loves, oh my God, Shohei Ohtani, 50-50. Oh, can you believe what we're witnessing? We're so blessed to be alive in the era of Shohei Ohtani. Let's see it in October. 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. I cannot wait to hear this loud over the speakers in Yankee Stadium tomorrow. 90 minutes left of my show. We just got a report from Jack Curry, and I said, oh! I got half of what I wanted. So, as mentioned on our ALDS preview show, my hunch is that Verdugo will start in left field and Cabrera will start at first base for the Yankees in Game 1 of the ALDS versus Kansas City. Stay tuned. Jack Curry doesn't have hunches. Jack Curry doesn't tweet out stuff like that he's not getting straight from the source. Shout out to Jack, Jersey City, chill town. Jack is not just like he's putting that he has a hunch, that he's like playing with words. Jack is telling you Oswaldo Cabrera will get the start at first base. I said, let's go Cabby. And then I went back to my tweet. As I told you, I went to four games in the last homestand, and there was a game where I was looking at Cabrera pick it at first, and I'm like, I tweeted out September 7th, Cabby at first. That was my response to, like, hey, if Rizzo is out with these fractures in his fingers, I'm sure we can call it Ben Rice, and I would have been okay with Ben Rice because he's been here before. I would have talked myself into it, but Oswaldo Cabrera is in his second year here. I had Oswaldo on the Fan, and I told him, bro, you're clutch, and I like what you do when we do the roll call. I like him throwing a little grenade, throwing a bomb to the section, and everybody just, let's go. Oswaldo also sang the praises of Carlos Mendoza when I had him on the air, because I remembered to ask him about, you know, some things. We're running out of time. 888-808-1019. But I would like to see that. I'd like to see his bat in the lineup. But I also justified him being on the bench because he's a utility guy. He can play multiple positions. But he's athletic. He's young. The game is getting younger, bro. Let the kids play. I just wish they would go ahead and throw Dominguez in there and live with it. I would love to see Cabrera, Volpe, Wells, Dominguez, all in the lineup. Young guys getting a chance to rock. Back to the phones we go. Mets fans, Yankee fans, passing the time before we play in the divisional series, talking about everything.
Hey, Keith, what do you think about a World Series? Hey, Keith, why are these Yankee fans so jealous of us Mets fans? Hold on, Keith. We're not jealous of those Mets fans. These Mets fans are crazy. Hey, Keith. What do you think about Carlos Mendoza? Kodai Senga? I don't know. Let's talk about it. Kenny's in Manhattan. Kenny, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Hanging out. Thanks for calling.
I personally, as a Yankee fan, I kind of disagree with you. I think the thing I really see and like about the Mets that I wish the Yankees had more of is a scratch. They scratch and crawl. And they're resilient, and if they're down in the game, they don't quit. The Yankees, if they're down in the game, they're almost always going down. They have a manager that has no sense of strategy. The Mets have something going. There's only a 5-game difference in the wins and losses for the season. I wouldn't discount the Mets as being a better team for a playoff run right now. The Yankees worry me a lot.
I didn't say that. I think what it is, it's like it's a difference in roster. The Yankees have Judge and Juan Soto. The Mets are running out Jose Iglesias and Tyrone Taylor. Like, granted, they had good years. They're not those type of guys. The Yankees put out superstars, right? The Yankees are so famous they don't need names on the back of their uniform. Like, they have a team that's not built to scrap.
I wish we had a Lindor on our team. Are you serious? They have some very good players.
And anybody in baseball would love to have this version of Francisco Lindor who's willed the Mets to be where they are. But you know what the Yankees did? The Yankees passed on signing Lindors and Corey Seagers and the Javi Baez, Trevor Stories of the world, the Carlos Correas of the world, because they had Anthony Volpe coming up. And he's becoming. Look for him to have a good run in October for people to get off his back and say, okay, this is our shortstop of the future. He's going to have a moment or two here.
Well, he can't hit. He's good defensively, but he's not a complete player.
He's 23.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not expecting him to be complete at 23. How old is Lindor?
That's true, but I'll bet you at 23, Lindor was a lot more solid.
Yeah, Lindor is one of the best players in the world. Nothing away from him. We've known this about Francisco Lindor.
No, I wanted him on the Yankees for years. I love the way he plays. I've always loved the way he plays.
Heard you. Thanks for the call, Kenny. Trisha's in Jersey City. Go for it, Trisha. You're on the fan.
I'm here. Hi, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. You know, got to go through good. These calls before they hit the...
No. I got to go quick.
No. I'm just saying that.
I really like your show, by the way. It's really cool.
Thank you.
I'm a Mets fan, but I don't see the blood, like the anger between the two teams so much because it's really not a rivalry like it used to be, right? Although we did own you this year. I think the thing that Yankee fans
are...
That's
what I'm talking about, Trisha. Like, you don't see it, but then you have to remind us of what happened back in June.
Let us have our glory. But my thing is that you, as a Yankee fan, I think you could probably admit that the Mets this year had a lot of like buzz, and they had a lot of energy. And if you go to Citi Field, which I do think, and even Yankee fans will say, is a better stadium than Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium is a little sterile. Citi Field has got a lot of energy, and I think that's something maybe that Yankee fans are kind of missing here. Not that they're missing it, but I think that's why they're
when we go to
stuck.
Yankee Stadium, we only spend 3 hours in there. We spend more time outside before the game and after the game at the stadium. Y'all can't do that yet.
No, you're right. It's like Baghdad. But I do think it will change in the future because Uncle Stevie is going to fix it up nice.
It has to, and I think it's going to change with the team that's changing from being a laughingstock to being a perennial contender.
Exactly. But don't you think it's a little bit more, like, there's a little bit more excitement and buzz around the Mets? I mean, listen, they took a lot of, like, lack of better...
Because it's so rare for you guys. You guys aren't eliminated. You're used to being eliminated right now. It's rare. So, of course, there's going to be buzz, right? It's just supply and demand. It doesn't happen.
I don't really... I mean, I love the Mets. Don't get me wrong. It's one game at a time. That's how... they weren't even... This is a successful season for us because... This is a winning season for us because we didn't even think that we were going to be here. So, like, if they bow out early, then I'm happy with it, to be honest with you. But, like, we got to have our moment here. Even if it's just pizzazz and buzz with stupid grimace, I think it gave everybody a little bit of a spark. And I think that's maybe what Yankee fans are missing, or Yankees are missing right now.
Maybe. Thanks for the call, Trish. I'll say this. You got a high-ass payroll. So, like, we can't act like you're the little engine that could, right? And, like, now that you're here, we cannot continue to act like, oh, I can't believe they're here. No, believe it. What are you talking about? We've seen this for months. All right? I think C-Mac said the other night, like, you can't have it both ways. You can't be the best team in baseball since June and then act like you weren't. Like, you can't have the record since Grimace and then act like, no, we're still, like, it doesn't work that way. Which one do you want to be? 888-808-1019. Are you a high payroll superstar talent on the team, which you do have? Like, let's not front. Let's not act like Lindor doesn't get paid. Let's not act like Nimmo doesn't get paid. Let's not act like Diaz doesn't get paid. Like, these guys that you do have get paid. But also, in between, you have some other guys like a Mark Vientos. Nobody expected to be what he is. I already threw Jose Iglesias and Tyrone Taylor out there. Like, nobody expected those guys to be that. And even, you know, I just think that we are in a spot here in New York where, you know, we got to get used to this. And this is how it starts, right? We have to, I'm fine with it. I literally don't care. There's how many people in this city and beyond? Like, I do not care. The Yankees are going to be the Yankees. But the Yankees have to win to actually be the Yankees. You feel me? Like, they got to actually get to the World Series. That's what I'm focused on. But there's plenty of room for both of us here. There are plenty of fans on both sides. And it does not bother me any. I didn't sleep well this week. Not because the Mets were winning. I didn't sleep well this week because I'm trying to get to the Yankees. I didn't sleep well this week because I got a ton to do with it now being October baseball, football, basketball, NHL. I'll say this, right? I had this take that was like one of my first takes that, like, I guess, you know, stuck. Or at least got some attention or, I don't know, ruffled some feathers. And that's how I knew. I'm like, damn, there's hella Mets fans. These Mets fans are on my DMs. Let me turn these off. These Mets fans are tweeting my name too much. It was after the Subway Series when it was like 2022, the Mets have a good team. The Mets beat the Yankees in the first Subway Series in Queens. Those first two games, I went to the game. I literally left the game. I told this story a bunch. I left the game when, for some reason, Boone decides to pinch hit the worst hitter we've ever seen, Joey Gallo. I'm like, this is comedy. Like, you got to be trolling us. And then Buck Showalter presses the early Edwin Diaz, come get us, five outs button. And, when I got on the fan, I just saw the reaction on the phone lines. And I'm like, yo, you guys are acting like you won something. You're acting like you won the World Series. You want us to bend the knee because you won two regular season games in June? We don't care. We're going to lose to the Colorado Rockies in June. We're going to lose to the Nationals. We're going to lose to scrubs. It's baseball. We're not bending the knee to you guys over regular season games. Holler at me in October. And then what happened in that October? You know, the whole thing, Musgrove had some stuff on his ear. You know, Buck goes out there to pick up the bat. And he ended up being a first-round exit, not winning the division. And it came back around where I was like, see, as a Yankees fan, we don't get all excited over the regular season. It's about what happens in October. Now that you're having some success, and when I say some, I mean like a smidgen, like a sum. It's a wild card round, right? Let's actually rein it in. It was sensational how it was done. It was amazing and magical. It was a miracle moment how it actually was achieved. But, like, you blew game two and you were this close to being eliminated where, like, we don't want to be in that round. I was screaming every night, we have to win the division. I do not want to play in the wild card round. It's just different strokes for different folks, man. Like I said, Yankee fans can't can't hate on the Mets. We're like, people hate up. There's no reason to hate down. Like, it's just different. And for obvious reasons. This now is an era of the Mets where you have an owner, a president of baseball operations, and a manager that are in lockstep, and they are actually working on the team. It's obvious. Every single day, they work on the team. And I think past regimes were just like, whatever. It is what it is. Whatever happens, happens. It's baseball. No, you can control some of that baseball. Let's go to Dan in Monmouth County on the Fan. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Keith. How are you today?
You know, doing the thing. Cam Naam.
How was your cameo on Omnisports today?
I missed that, bro. Shout out to Dean. I was in here recording my 94.7 The Block football rap, which I'm trying to get sent to me now. You know, appreciate you guys having me on as a guest, but like, I get asked to do podcasts and guest appearances. I'm on Toronto Sports Radio. I'm on Mad Dog Radio tomorrow. I can't do the guest appearances over, no, not sometimes, every time. I can't do guest appearances over my actual job. And like, part of my job now is doing these football raps for 94.7 The Block. And it just, the way it timed up, I'm like, can't do it. So it never happened. But I know I owe you an appearance. And I already did Dean's show. And I'll figure out another time to do that. I don't have the time, man. Time burns on me.
I get it. I mean, you're the best and upcoming host in the city, so it makes sense.
Say that, man. Say that.
But I wanted to talk to you about the Dominguez-Verdugo controversy. Now, while I'm for playing Dominguez, I get them wanting to play Verdugo, but if you're going to play Verdugo, it just doesn't make sense to me that you bench Verdugo for all of September and you're like, okay, ramp it back up now. And the other thing that scares the Jeebus out of me, if DJ LeMahieu plays any meeting, takes at least one
DJ?
Or takes the field one time.
Is DJ, did something come out about DJ being even on the postseason roster?
I saw people tweeting earlier that he's been doing work in the cage trying to get ready.
And he's allowed to work in the cage. That's a waste of a roster spot.
It still,
how many position players are they about to carry? Hold on. Hopefully that ship has sailed. Ben Rice is here. John Birdie is here. I even saw Duke Ellis here. He can't be on the... Nah.
I hope you're right. It's just, I've seen this too many times where the Yankees love their veterans and they'll give the guys that don't even deserve it the loyal playing time because Cashman and Boone think they owe it to DJ LeMahieu.
Hell no. That's all good for the Yankees to do during the regular season. Like I just told you, pinch hit a Joey Gallo, like regular season games that they treat like exhibition games at times. Remember, that was part of my take, too. I said, might as well have been exhibition. You guys are acting like it's October. They're games in June. There's 162 of them. You're going to lose a bunch of them. Everyone is. They can play like that during the regular season. You can't play like that now because that's a quick way for you to not get through this easy path. Play your best players. The end.
No, I agree with you. The one thing that would concern me about this Royals series is that the three guys that are going against the Yankees, Waka, Reagans, and more, Waka and Lugo, have good numbers against Judge and good numbers against the rest of the Yankees. But I don't know. And I think the X factor for this postseason, I don't know how much you've talked about Jazz Chisholm. He's an electric player. He's a spark plug. And I just feel like he's going to come up and do something big in a big spot.
No, he has to.
Everyone's going to expect the things.
It's mandatory.
Out of Judge.
With as much as he's talked about World Series and 28, if he goes quiet, nah, he has to.
And I think Verdugo might have a nice postseason as well.
Dan. Come on, Dan. Thanks for the call, Dan. I'm going to let you go, buddy. You can't say, oh, they bench Verdugo, blah, 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 but he might have a good postseason. I don't want Verdugo like... It's one or the other, bro. I mean, we got to have some takes here. Verdugo can't hit. And for me, I'd rather have Dominguez's bat in the lineup in the postseason where one solo shot could win the damn game. I think Dominguez has a better chance to run into one than Alex Verdugo does. I'm sorry. I don't want to be in a situation where we get to the bottom of the order and there are runners on first and second, and Verdugo grounds into a double play like we've seen a bunch of times. We could be in that situation where Jason Dominguez gets a fastball and turns on it, and that's a three-run homer, and the great Sweeney Murdy told me three-run homers win ball games. 888-808-1019. You saw the game last night. Three-run homer from Pete Alonso won the damn game. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Let's do it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. We've got another hour or so left. I'm just looking for things that are coming out in the baseball world. I did just see now the Los Angeles Dodgers are meeting the media ahead of the NLDS. They ask Shohei Ohtani, are you nervous at all for playing in the postseason for the first time? Shohei laughs it off and says, in English? Nope. See, I told you he didn't need no interpreter. He speaks English just fine. He's always hiding something, this guy. Dale is in Rockaway, New York, next up on the Fan. What's up, Dale?
Yo, Keith, man, what's good, man? Like, yo, first of all, you a serious guy. I enjoy listening to you. You like, I really enjoy listening to you a lot. But sometimes when you start hating, bro, you are funny as heck, bro. And, yo, your hate for Ohtani just now in your last couple of comments, man, was so thick that I could, like, I felt it coming through the radio, bro.
Me?
And I started laughing, so I had to call in, right?
Bro, you called him. I am the creator of the Ohtani Hater Club. Like, I can't, I don't rock with him at all.
Yo, you ever been cracking with your boy so hard that, yo, when you run out of stuff, you say something that's like so backwards that it confuses them. That's what you did to me, bro. Yo, you call him a postseason rookie, bro. And I'm like, what? But everybody, like Soto was a postseason rookie. Babe Ruth was a postseason rookie. That's what everybody's eventually. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's a postseason virgin. It's okay. He's about to give up his postseason V card very soon.
And then you made it seem like dude only be hitting home runs up for bombs, bro. Homeboy has hit a home run in an All-Star game. He hits home runs up for good pitches too, you know.
All-Star game. I don't know, man. I started hating on Ohtani in 2018. One, he didn't even give the Yankees a meeting, a sit-down. I saw this, like, 60 Minutes episode about, yeah, now you're getting the origin story. I saw a 60 Minutes thing, like, tick, tick, tick. The Japanese Babe Ruth. I said, Shaggy, Scooby, a Japanese Babe Ruth? You don't say. And then he comes to the States, and I'm like, wait, he didn't have a sit-down with the New York Yankees? What's wrong with this guy? Then he signs with the Angels, and I'm like, what is actually wrong with this guy? And then he wins Rookie of the Year over Miguel Andujar. I had a rant on, like, YouTube years ago about, like, how preposterous I thought that was, because he only played, like, 2 months. And people were telling me, no, you're preposterous. He pitches and he hits. This has never been done at this level in our league. I'm just like, bruh, y'all are glazing him. Chill.
Well, I'm glad that I could get down to the root of where the hurt started, man.
yeah, I guess.
I feel like we need a couch. All right, man. Keep it up, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for the call. Nah, not for nothing, though. I did see Ohtani at the All-Star game in Seattle. Like, I was close enough to see. Like, this dude is a physical specimen. Pause, whatever. Like, when I saw him next to Mookie Betts, and I'm like, this dude is some type of alien. They made him in a lab in Japan. Look at this guy. And I saw his batting practice, and I'm like, no. I saw him throwing the ball. I'm like, no. No. And then, like, the Mariners fans were chanting, like, sign Ohtani, he didn't even give the Mets a conversation, right? He just wasn't interested in playing in New York. Then I watched him come here and, you know, walk some batters and struggle pitching, booed him off the mound in Yankee Stadium. Then the next year he came over here and, like, his first at bat, the home run that he hit to the second deck in right field, I was like, all right, I got to shut up. Like, this guy, you definitely heard me. He's a great player. He's a one-of-a-kind player. He's a unicorn. I don't have to love him. I don't have to like him. He's not on my team. I mean, you guys have more hate for the Mets than you have for Shohei Ohtani. That's crazy. Pennsylvania we go. Alan's on the fan in New York. What's up, Alan?
Hey, Keith. I really like the show. I listen to it when I'm driving home, actually, from church. I'm a pastor. But my big thing is I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm still wondering why in the world they didn't put Poteet and possibly, can't think of the other guy, in as relief pitchers on the ALDS roster.
Poteet was here and then there. And have we seen an official roster come out?
Well, I guess maybe we haven't. I don't hear his name.
I think it comes out in the morning.
Okay. I don't hear his name mentioned to be on it. Now, I did hear Beter. His name was mentioned.
Right.
But, you know, they sent him down, but he's been basically one of their best pitchers, even though most of the year he was injured.
Right. He had the little spot duty for Clark Schmidt where he pitched really well, and then he was hurt. And then when Nestor got scratched and they decided to go with Stroman, they called him up. 4 days ago, there was an article, Yankees made playoff roster mistake with disrespectful Cody Poteet demotion.
Yeah, I read that.
Yeah, so I had that in my notes from a little while, but it's like, what are we talking about disrespect? Like what did he, I don't know, he didn't earn anything this year. He was good for like three starts, and I think the Yankees know that they'll survive without him.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I hope,
and that could obviously change in the CS if somebody's terrible or someone gets hurt, maybe. But they, you know, they don't have room for everyone.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, but it's just one of the thoughts. I agreed with that article in the fact that he has done more, been more consistent, say, than Clay Holmes, even though he.
Well, they love Clay. They absolutely love Clay. You're a pastor. When he comes into the game, I pray. There's nothing we can do but pray. I call him Pray Holmes.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good suggestion. I get scared. I think here goes the game.
Well, you can either worry or you can pray. And when Clay comes into the game, I'm saying all the prayers that I could say and hoping we survive.
Yeah. Hey. Amen to that. Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, and have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Alan. 888-808-1019. This is my last hour coming up, so we got to do a Casamigos big shot of the night. And I usually open it up for open mic, whatever you guys want to talk about. Obviously, it's Mets and Yankees, but we can talk Giants going out there to face the 12th man in the Seattle Seahawks, a Geno Smith revenge game. We can talk London. We can talk Sam Darnold revenge game against the Jets. I don't know if you guys care about that. It's just, I know you don't. It's just, you know, it's low. But if you have a take or a question or a thought, Malik Nabers not going to play. Devin Singletary not going to play. The Jets looking to bounce back. You know, it's a little sketchy line where they're expecting it to be a competitive game. Anything can happen in London. So we'll do some of that. And we'll take your calls. And I'm out of here right before 12. And then you go to sleep, you wake up, and it's the division series. Keith McPherson on the fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!